All right, you fantasy football fans, you know, this season-long thing of keeping the same lineup, that's out of date.
And I know.
It's, you don't have to do that now.
No, especially with our luck. It's like everyone's hurt by week three.
Oh, yeah. My guys were all out by the first game. This way you can pick a new team every week.
Pick a new team. Like, and you don't have to play Thursday. You can just play Thursday. You can play Sunday. You can do whatever you want. You just get a whole new team.
You set a new lineup every week. And, you know, it's just an unbelievable way to play. It's FanDuel. It's the one-week fantasy football league for real cash. That's the other thing. You get real cash.
Yeah, you don't have to track down your bookie. No one's ducking you on the internet. Every Monday, it's right in your account. And if you're a fan of Puck Off, which you are because you're listening, there's a little microphone in the corner, and you click it and type in Puck, P-U-C-K, and they match any money you put in up to $200.
You can't really beat that.
Free money, folks.
Can't beat it, folks. And this guy, check it out, a homie from Detroit, Chris Prince, an avid fantasy football player. This guy's won over $656,000.
You can like buy half of football. Detroit for that. Did he just buy Detroit?
He bought the entire city.
He bought the city.
So now he owns the town. So, folks, when you're in Detroit, look up Chris Prince. He is now the owner.
I think the Detroit Pistons are now called the Chris Prince's Pistons.
He owns every team.
I mean, think of it this way. If you're going to jump off a bridge because you didn't play Big Ben last week, you can play him this week.
Yeah.
So FanDuel.
Get with it. The money's real. The entry fees start at just $1. No season-long commitment. No upfront fees, guys. Play each week or whenever you want. You can take a week off if you want. FanDuel's paying out more than $10 million every single week this NFL season, but you have to play to win. So sign up today. Right, Joe? And all you do is go to FanDuel.com, click on the little microphone, like Joe said, in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code PUCK and sign up now.
Here's the great thing. Just think about this phrase. I hate to make this go any longer, but you can't only play for $1. But if you use Puck, it's really $2.
Yeah, they double it. So that's FanDuel.com, where every week's a new season. That's FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Ladies and gentlemen, the clock is already running. We're already late for the game. That happens sometimes. Hey, it's me, Frazier Smith, and, of course, Joe Bartnick over there, my partner. We have our special guest,
Frazier. Yeah, we brought in our goon.
King of goons.
The heavyweight.
You know how Howard Stern always has the king of all media?
Yeah.
We have the king of all goons.
The king of all goons, the one and only Earl Skakel.
Earl Skakel.
Yes. To be back.
Yeah, come on, man.
Great to be
back. We love him. No one is more knowledgeable.
No one knows the goons more than Mr. Skakel. And we actually have a new segment. We'll roll out a couple minutes. We're not new. It's been kicking ass. We have Goon of the Week.
Goon of the Week.
So you get the, you pick the official Goon of the Week.
Do we have a theme song for that?
We do, but we're going to leave it. We'll let Maria
get
a
little, play it later.
Yeah. We're not going to tease it.
Yeah.
Right. That'll be a quick segment, though. There's hardly any of them left.
Yeah, well, that's all gone.
We might as well talk about that. First, you love hockey. You play street hockey, so it's not like you're only in it for the gore, but you really are the king of the goons. Are you sad that, you know, the list of goons who have been banished to the AHL is... I think there's only six teams now that employ a goon.
Well, there's just no use for them. I mean, you know, San Jose has John Scott, who's got the turning radius of the Titanic.
Everyone knows that John Scott is my most hated guy in the NHL.
I mean, he's completely useless.
They gave him two games for they suspended him two games for coming off the bench just to fight. But if he ever touches the puck, they're going to suspend him 10 games because he's that bad of a hockey player.
Impersonating a hockey player.
But he did have a great check the other night against Grabowski on the Islanders where he didn't even hardly touch him, and he knocked Grabowski out cold. It was a clean check. He's so strong, but...
Yeah, he's everything that's wrong with hockey.
So the trend now is away from goons because people want to have a fourth line that can actually play.
Yeah, like the Kings.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like the Kings have on their fourth line, it's Jordan Nolan who can fight, but he's a pretty good player. Ted Nolan's kid and Clifford and Dwight King. So, and Mike Richards.
Mike, well, he's moved up a little bit now. But last year in the playoffs, he was the fourth line. That's why you say when Richards is your fourth line center, you're a good team. But now they give him a little more ice.
So, but the angle there is let's have four complete lines,
right,
and not just a line where we have some goons on there that can, you know, mix it up.
Yeah, you want your fourth line now. You want the guy to be able to play 10, 11 minutes, not four.
Okay, right.
And you don't want John Scott playing 11 minutes.
So, okay, when everybody else gets rid of their goons, then it's pretty much a goonless league, so you don't need them as much. Is that true, too?
Well, I mean, even at the junior hockey level, they're putting such stifling rules on fighting now. They're really trying to eliminate it from all levels. So,
and if you notice,
and why is that?
If you notice, Captain, even the linesmen now, or unless you fight right away, if you want to dance and you want to look, they just break it up. They don't even let you fight anymore.
Yeah, they all went to the Kevin Collins school of, breaking up fights before your gloves hit the ice.
Now, do you think this is good or bad? Or would you rather see the fighting back in the game?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, you see like Bugard and Bielak and these guys with serious head trauma committing suicide. They're getting so big and strong. There's going to be a death on the ice if they kept up.
So you think the new rules are probably good?
I mean, I love the fights. I order all the UFCs. I order, all these wacky hockey leagues that aren't televised.
You've always been into it. Yeah.
So I kind of feel guilty, but you never had a guy the size of Bugard in the league before. So, or Steve McIntyre.
So it's a little bit like football with the concussions now, because guys are bigger and faster. You get more of that going on, so that becomes a bigger issue. Is that the same in the hockey, you think?
I think so. I mean, like when I was growing up in the, we don't have to mention the decade, but, a guy by the name of Barry Beck was the biggest player in the league, and he was 6'3", 210. That's probably the average size right now.
Yeah, that's not big now.
Now he wouldn't even stand out, whereas back then in the 80s, it was like, wow, this guy's a monster.
It's the stage fighting that I'm kind of glad they got rid of. But I still love the hard check. I don't like it's a legal check, and you're just, unless it's on a star. But I think the legal check on a third liner shouldn't cause a brawl. But the legal check on Taze or Kane or Sid.
Well, and that was.
Yes. But the stage fights, I'm glad. Just, no one needs to see the goon fight the other goon right off the face-off. It makes it a clown show. And that's what will make ESPN.
Sure. But you know what? It was traditional, too, back in the day to have your star protected. It was like having a bodyguard. And, I guess the biggest example would be Semenko and Gretzky. You always had a guy that was kind of – or McSorley and Gretzky. You always had a fighter that could back up your star if the other team started getting chippy with him. And sometimes they would want to knock him out of the game. And then your goon would retaliate and usually wind up fighting their goon. So that's all gone. That strategy's all gone.
Yeah.
But in a way, that's almost romanced. The only person that was ever really protected was Gretzky. And I mean, Yzerman had Koser and Probert, and there's been some protectors, but not like the Secret Service. Only Gretzky had the secret. Only Gretzky was never touched. Only Gretzky had the aura of like, okay, you know what's going to happen.
If you touch him.
Yeah. Everyone else has been hit and cross-checked and, and it has been not tit for tat that's why, we'll get into it. What you want to do it now? We'll just do the Goon of the Week. We have so much business.
Well, yeah, there's so much to talk about. Well, so let's do Goon of the Week.
Goon of the Week. Here we go. Here's your, here.
With this is why I'm here.
Yeah.
That drumming's too in time, so it's not rad. Malcolm Young no longer in the band.
Yep. I know. How do you have them without Malcolm?
They'll find a way.
Thank you, Maria.
tip.
Gotta love that. Steve.
Tap the stick to the great Maria. Always on. Look at that.
She's
boom.
Right
always
on.
Always on. Right over the board. Yeah. Perfect timing. Yep. Right there.
Perfect.
It's the Bon Scott era too.
There you go.
Yeah, man. You gotta love Bon Scott.
Of course. Every so we always pick. We always give a couple, and then we pick one. We let the guest or the captain pick. So the first choice we have Simon. Don't call him Simone Dupre on the Penguins. See, because this isn't just like a hit. I mean, this isn't just a fight. This could be a hit, just a crazy event. So Dupre absolutely destroyed Couturier.
Crushed.
Couturier crushed. And then, whether phantom shots or not, he knocked Umberger out with three punches right there. So, and it was a Penguin on a Flyer, which gets my vote.
Always gets you
vote. I'm going to put a statue up to Dupre in my house.
Always gets your vote.
Now, the next one is a duel. I just like seeing Radis Gudas and Dustin Byfuglien go in. Look like two polar bears rolling around. I mean, I love Byfuglien. He's just like, he's like the fat kid that's athletic.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great shot. And a big buff. It's a shame he's in Winnipeg. I mean, we'll talk about Winnipeg in a second. But okay, next, you have to go with Scotty Hartnell swinging the stick.
What was that? At Jordan Nolan. Yeah.
After Donnie put him into the bench.
That's what it was.
Yeah, he was pissed about that.
Well, Nolan also, the cameras barely picked it up, was tapping him on the back with his stick.
He swung with, whatever, no malice or whatever the word would be. I mean, he swung that stick like he didn't care who he hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, aside, just the Ducks. I just love how the Ducks started losing to San Jose, and they're just, it was old school 1970s. No, we're going to fight all yins. And the Reverend Ben Lovejoy, he broke his hand. He's out 6 to 8 weeks. But this is getting back to what I want to say before was, I love how Getzlaff and Perry, two top 10 players in the league, just fight their own fights.
Yeah,
the linesman jumped in about 10 times to stop Getzlaff from beating up the whole team.
But who started that brawl? The previously mentioned John Scott.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
but Getzlaff's a pretty tough guy.
Oh, Getzlaff,
big guy,
as tough as they come. And Perry was brawling, and I'll tell you what, Perry. A couple years ago, I thought Perry was kind of like a James Neal. I don't mean a skirt. I mean, he was just kind of like a James Neal, kind of just, I thought he was kind of stiff and didn't create much offense on his own. Perry's got some moves.
Oh, he's a great player.
You know what I mean? Like, he's really creates way more of his own offense than I ever thought. Anyway, those are the four picks. We'll let Mr. Skakel decide who you want to go with.
Yeah, he's our guest. And the expert on
the
goons.
Expert. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I did give Couturier's dad once a ride to the airport.
Wow.
He played for the Kings. It's great.
Wow.
Sylvain Couturier.
Yeah, look at that.
That's tough. You know, it shows you how bad the goons in the league are when Dupre is one of the ones mentioned.
Well, he did knock, he knocked out, he knocked the guy out and won the fight. That's
I grew up when the Quebec Nordiques had like seven heavyweights on the roster and... Oh boy! I'll go with the Ducks Sharks melee. That was as close to old school as you'll probably
ever
see.
Right.
There you go.
Our third week now. We have the Ducks.
Yeah, beautiful. Do we play the music on the way out or no?
We haven't been, but Maria can. The captain cooking call. It's up there. She's the boss of the
show. She's the boss. All right. Well, that's the pick then.
That's the pick.
That was an old school brawl.
Old school brawl.
As close as you're going to get these days.
You'll never. I mean, it's just there's no old school players in the league anymore. So.
No, I mean they literally the Toronto. We talked about this last week with Jeremy Hodge. They got rid of all. They just took their fourth line, sent them to the Whaleys or what do they call them?
The Marlies.
The Marlies.
The Marlies.
The Whaleys. That's what the gay fans call the Whalers. The Hartford Whaleys.
The Whaleys.
Well, I mean, Colton Orr can't. I love him, but he there's no one for him to fight, really.
Yes, but let me tell you something. Colton Orr is Bobby Call compared to John Scott. I mean, John Scott is worthless.
Oh, yeah.
Although he looked like Yzerman against Brooks Orpik this year.
Yeah, wow. What does that say?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
he did. I'm sorry, Brooks.
It's a sad...
Although
I think Burke in Calgary is... They still have like a fourth line that resembles something from the 80s.
Yeah, but Calgary's second line resembles a fourth line on good teams.
Well, yeah, they're pretty bad.
Yeah.
Because other teams have made up. A couple big news items. We're going to hit the news. Then we got a special because we got the King of Goons here. Gordie Howe, say your prayers, kids.
My all-time favorite. You know, I'm from Detroit. Yeah. He's our greatest player ever.
Mr. Hockey.
And maybe one of the greatest ever in the game.
Oh, definitely. Top five.
801 goals.
Yeah. He's Mr. Hockey.
That's in the NHL. He also got 174 more goals when he played in WHA.
WHA.
But, you know, I mean.
He played seven decades.
And there's a guy.
He played longer than the Who.
Yeah.
He did. He did. Yeah.
I know.
And just a shade under Kiss.
Right. Starting to look like Roger Daltrey.
Yeah.
He could actually, you know, this guy could fight and play. He was one of those guys who was the toughest guy of his era. And the top goal scorer.
Yeah, that's pretty rare.
No, he's Mr. Hockey. So we just, you know, we hope he's we hope he's doing well.
Yeah, we do.
We hope he's doing well. Another really bad news. Olli Maatta, 20 years old, incredible defense, the best Penguin defenseman they got right now. And you can't believe he's 20. He has cancer.
Wow.
He's a tumor on his neck, and he's still playing. And he's going to get it removed like next week.
That's a hockey player.
And it'll be out for a month. Jeez.
Dwight Howard would have been out 6 months. Although he did have a nice elbow last night.
I saw that.
That's a hockey player.
Remember, he was just showing that his elbow's back.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard, get up, God.
Oh, man. God. But you're right about that. A guy like Dwight would be out 6 months with that injury.
Yeah, I mean, hockey players are so tough.
They are super tough.
But he's still playing. I mean, he's not like, okay, we'll take it easy. And they say he'll be back in a month. So the Penguins need him because he's their best defenseman by far. I don't even think it's close. I mean, he's making Letang like I can live with Letang when Olli Maatta is his partner.
Yeah.
And captain knows that's saying something.
Yeah.
Yeah. In other news, the Penguins released their third jersey. It's a throwback to the glory days of the 90s.
I like it.
Yeah.
How's it look?
It looks good. I mean, it was like it was kind of like the diaper. They crapped the bed. They released it. They played the Flyers.
Well, they gave the Flyers. It's got to look better than the Steelers throwback jerseys.
Yeah, but it works.
Yeah, I know they played great in those. They played great in those, but they look like bumblebees.
Well, you know, it's the Lemieux. It's the jersey they had before Howard Baldwin took the money grab, and they got the flying pigeon. That despicable. Yeah. It took a decade to get over that. Curse of the flying pigeon shirt. But now they're back to the Pittsburgh Gold. It's what they looks like the nacho cheese. It's the one Lemieux wore. So you know it's a good uni. But yeah, I mean the Flyers just now they gave him momentum. Now they're up by they won four in a row. Now they beat the Kings.
By the way, Lemieux should be able to give Ollie some pointers on how to deal with that disease, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, apparently they're going to cut it out, and he's not going to have to go to chemo or anything, and he's going to be back in a month.
And Lemieux can probably help him with that,
with
get
the
through
Hodgkins,
that, right?
Hockey's been hit by that a lot. It's sad. And after we lost to the Flyers, we gave you 2 points, Captain.
Yeah, I love that. I loved it. I got to tell you, man. Zetterberg and Datsyuk took over, man.
Yeah, last 3 minutes. I mean, I don't know. Gino had a hot date, and he was ready to go in Detroit. He was ready to go. He was ready to go to go to Windsor, hit the tables.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean,
sure
the Motor City Casino.
And Datsyuk. I mean, what a witch! Did you see who is standing in front of the net and then passes backwards?
This guy does. But my favorite player now on the Red Wings is Nyquist.
Yes. Oh, he's great.
Fast.
He's the next. Him and Tatar are the next level. I mean, they may never reach Zetterberg and Datsyuk because that's ridiculous. I mean, that's Hall of Famers. But they're the next level of. They're the next.
Tatar's great, and I love Nyquist.
Yeah, man. Nyquist is tough.
Quick.
Yeah, he's got sweet hands too.
Now, what about the Chico Resch night in Jersey?
Yeah, they did a whole night to Chico Resch. You know, he was the goaltender.
Yeah.
And then he was Doc Emmerich's play by our color guy for like 30 years. They did a nice tribute to him. He had a great story that I don't know if were you watching this game?
It
was
no.
One of the only games on last Friday. And he got pulled over. And he goes, oh, you know, I'll say I'm Chico Reyna. And he goes, oh, hopefully they'll know who I am. And the cop goes, took his license. He goes, Chico Resch. He goes, you're the Devil's goaltender, right? And he goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, I'm a Ranger fan. He goes, well, you must be used to seeing the red light behind you.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, Chico's a good guy.
I like that, man.
And Chico's the old school Devils. Like when they played in front of like 300 people in the Brendan Burnham, he took a lot of abuse.
Yeah.
He's a really good guy.
They
he's
had Chico Resch night.
Yeah, they had Chico Resch.
He deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He's Chico. I mean, and he wore the Christmas. You probably had that jersey?
No, I only got the fighters. There's not too many goalie fighters. Billy Smith, maybe.
Now we're on this subject. Let's bring it up because Earl does collect goon jerseys from all levels of hockey. He doesn't just have
NHL.
Yeah, you did. But you had all the minor leagues, too. All the top fighters, you had all their, you got their jerseys and bought them off the internet. Now you want to sell your collection or part of it anyway?
All of it. I just want it gone.
Well, you literally have a room dedicated. I've been in the jersey room. It's like
you have though. You're very under 10 people have been in the jersey room.
I loved it. I mean, there's actually the ones like this is bloodstained from the Euro Trash League in '89. Some guys.
Oh, he broke it all down.
Yeah.
Well, there's a league in Quebec called the LNAH. I'm not sure. I think it's League North American Hockey, that's really the last true fighting league.
That was the fightingest of all leagues.
Well, it still is. It's still pumping, and like one team at one point was owned by the Hells Angels, and I mean it's no joke. A lot of under table payments, and a lot of ex NHL players go there. Like Brashear went there and almost killed a guy.
Wow,
Brashear!
I mean, he literally almost killed a guy by banging his head off the ice. The league says you're gone for 50 games, and he was so popular because they didn't have many players of his name there. They said, we'll knock it down to 5 games.
Wow. they just missed a zero.
Yeah. So
it's a typo.
Well, I mean, these jerseys have DNA evidence on them.
They do.
And, we can trace whoever's blood it actually is. So if you want to buy any of these jerseys, how do they contact you?
Just, on Twitter or Facebook, Earl Skakel. That's S-K-A-K-E-L for you illiterate ones out there.
And let me tell you something. If you have a fifth cousin that played in the ECHL one game but got into a fight, Earl has that jersey. So don't think there's anything out there that Earl doesn't have in that closet.
So if you want
that room,
a jersey.
Excuse me.
I mean, in the prime of my collecting, it got so bad that I was having GMs of teams call me, email me, Facebook me, say, hey, do you know how to get in touch with Roger Maxwell? and I would start hooking players up with gigs.
Wow, bro.
And they would send me their jerseys as payment. Some were a little more reliable than others. But
uh-huh. Did any GM shaft you?
Oh, yeah, many. And
Brian Burke?
No. I wish. Because I'm a big fan of Brian Burke's.
I would wonder who was looking for goons besides Brian Burke.
A lot of people, like especially in the lockout era when players needed gigs, I was actually the celebrity endorser for Christoph Oliwa's clothing company.
Really?
Oh, former Penguin.
Wow. Yeah.
Former Devil.
Yeah, former Flame, former Blue Jacket.
Well, when he first came up, he was like the heir apparent to like the Probert belt. And then I don't know what happened, but he fell apart.
You know, he kind of had a weak chin for a guy that big, and he lost a few fights handily, but big guy. But he had this clothing line that was like trying to copy FUBU. And I told
him. Enforcers only enforcers.
I don't know. It was like, I told him a few times, dude, you're a white guy from Poland. No one's going to really believe you wear this stuff.
The zipper's on the wrong side or whatever.
Just, not
a big zipper.
Yeah. I mean, me and Barry Melrose were the two celebrity endorsers, and it's no wonder the went out of business about 2 months after.
I couldn't
after.
See Melrose. Melrose was wearing like the. It was.
Yeah.
But what? It was like.
Melrose that,
a clothes. It was like
horse.
Those gym. It was like those gym attire kind
of. Yeah, like baggy sweatshirts. And he had these cool hockey jerseys with blood designs on them, but I don't think they got past the production, the initial run.
Huh. How many of those do you have? Are you still selling off Oliwa gear?
Oh, yeah, KO gear. If you want some KO gear t-shirts.
Free stuff.
By the way, who would you consider to be your top goon of all time?
I mean, NHL, definitely Probert, prime Probert.
We're teasing this because in the couple, next couple months, we're going to do what Bleacher Report says.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go and do that. Yeah.
Toughest, guys. Now we're going to do, did you join our fantasy league? Are you in our fantasy league?
I like the Kings so much. I can't do fantasy sports because I can't root against
I feel that way, but I want to just connect with our great listeners of Puck Off.
We got a lot of great fantasy.
You're
going to
love this update, Captain. Here we go.
Yeah. Dear Mr. Fantasy.
Yes.
Stevie Winwood, he's about to kick in. Yeah.
Perfect. Maria is on it. Now listen to this. I jumped 14.5 points.
What?
Yes, and now I'm second. Sweet
Look
hands,
at you, bro.
Is second behind Auntie Niemi for first place. But I mean, it could change.
That's a jump.
By the time you listen to this on Friday, it could be all over.
Yeah, I could. But at least you jumped.
But at least I'm in nice having Sweet Hands as number two behind Auntie Niemi. And that is our update. A couple things to get to.
What about Dom's cousin?
Yeah, well,
Johnny.
Yeah. Richie wanted to let him know that he's not the guy that's always the butt of Dom's jokes. It's Richie.
Yeah, Richie's the one who tried to cover his drink so he wouldn't get roofied.
Who's Richie? The manager from the comedy store?
No, Richie's the Dom's cousin who always says.
No, Johnny is the guy. Richie's our fan. Johnny's the cousin.
Oh, Johnny's the cousin.
Yes. Okay. So we want to make sure, and he would make sure we talked about the Flyers. We talked about the Flyers, Richie.
They're injury riddled as well.
Wait a minute. What happened to that goal last night that was questionable?
Well, he didn't really. It was in before Shen, who ex-King.
Yeah, Braden Shen.
That's who we traded for Mike Richards.
Leave it to the Flyers, though, to play the Kings when Kopitar isn't playing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Gabrick.
A lot of guys out there. Entire team is out. Boynoff's out.
Muzzin was a minus two.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
He's getting back.
He's just getting back. I'm just saying, like, they really hit him, like, you know, what could you schedule it any easier?
But McNabb is playing, he's holding the fort down.
I'm not a McNabb. They have to make a trade.
They can't. I mean, they got no cap room.
I think Reguerre, and you probably like Reguerre because he's a pugilist. I think Reguerre is a waste of money, and I think the reason why they won the cup last year is because Reguerre got hurt and they had to put Green in. I think Reguerre is used to playing in Calgary where it doesn't matter. What do you do the first game of the season? He crushed a guy into Quick. That's a really good idea, Reguerre. No, I'm just not a Reguerre fan. I'm not a McNabb fan. They need to go get another two defensemen.
They do, but they've got to figure that cap thing out. What happened in that goal? Quick was really complaining about it in the papers.
Well, the rule is you can't push the goalie in the net.
Right.
But really, and I'm a King homer, the puck was in the net before Shen pushed him.
That's what they claim.
The Flyers pull that all the time.
They crashed in that big
That's
time.
One of their, I mean, you know, and it's funny because they stole Simmons from the, you know, and he's the king of that. You know, it makes me sad every, because I love Wayne Simmons, you know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
In that puke orange creamsicle, it makes me sick. I mean, he's such a great player.
A black hockey player with a white name.
He's such a great player.
Yeah.
And some other big injury news, big injury news. Zdena Chara.
Yeah. Oh,
the
my
big
God.
Z out.
That's
sick.
Huge.
It's funny as he ran into John Tavares. I mean, Superman. I love Tavares. Did you see his move on the shootout? He looked like Lemieux. Like, it's so easy. It was like he was like shaving. It was just like, there you go. It was amazing.
So Charles out 6 to 8 weeks.
6 to 8 weeks.
That they know of. I mean, they say it could be longer. Like,
well, I know they're Penguins competition and heck, they're Kings competition, the Bruins, but I just love C&Z. I mean, but how bad is that Boychuk trade look now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
it was so careless at the time. It was like, what are you doing?
Well, they were up against the cap. They had to get rid of somebody. So,
But they put way too much stock. Corey Krug is like, you know, he's as big as my iced tea.
And now Corey Krug is hurt.
Is he?
Yeah, I saw that in the paper today.
Oh, wow, that's the up-to-the-minute.
Breaking news.
Yeah, he hurt his finger. So
I
now
bet.
He's going to be out.
Wow.
How'd he hurt it?
That I don't know.
Hey-o.
I don't want to ask. Folks, come on.
No, but you know, I mean, but you know,
step it up.
But really, Rask has to step it up. Rask has been not Tuca, the usual Tuca this year, so he has to step it up now that.
Well, it's going to be hard without this the best defenseman on the team.
Well, yeah, you know, and in the league, man.
The reach, man. It's just breaks up so much.
No, but you know what? I think, I mean, he's awesome. I love Z. But you know what? I mean, Seidenberg's a pretty good defense. I mean, they can decide. They're going to have to. So, I mean, you know, Seidenberg has to step up. You know,
Lucic has to step up.
Yeah. Lucic has to step up on the power play because they were using Big Z on the power play. I love Lucic.
I do have Chara's rookie jersey from the Islanders, and you must see how this thing was constructed. It was made from three jerseys.
Wow!
Because they had never had at that time a player in the league that size,
that tall. Yeah.
So the sleeves are from one jersey. The bottom is made from another jersey. I mean, it looks it's insane. So he's a big dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I remember.
Sounds like me in seventh grade.
It sounds like your condoms.
Hey, wait a minute.
And he was,
folks.
He was really tall and lanky.
Yeah, it's the arms on me.
Yeah. I remember like what's going to be kind. Then he went to Ottawa and was kind of okay, and he just blossomed as a Bruin. He blossomed as Jaromir Jagr.
Still got it.
Just passed Mike Gartner, all-time goalless. Now the only people I have him are Espo, Michel Dion.
Marcel
Dion.
You just gave him a sex change.
But Michel was a good scorer, too.
I like Michel.
I bet.
Yeah. I like Michel Dion.
It's like the singer.
I always like saying Michel Therrien.
Right.
I like to give it the French.
Well, I saw him. That's when I was really going to the King games originally, when Marcel Dion,
the great Marcel.
Simmer and Taylor. Yeah. And he was the best player in the league before Gretzky, and no one knew because he was playing in the
league. Well, Guy Lafleur was around.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Dion, if you put Dion on the
Canadiens.
What
was the name of their famous line?
The Triple Crown line.
Triple Crown.
And then we got Holly, the Golden Boy.
Who?
Mr. Hockey.
Oh, of course.
And then the great one. And it was funny. Every time I hear Gartner's name, and he was such a great scorer.
Gartner was goal a scoring score. Machine.
All I can think about is how what's his name, screwed him, the coach.
Keenan.
Mike Keenan screwed him because he traded him for Glenn Anderson to Toronto, and then the Rangers won the cup, you know, after the 50-year drought.
Well, I mean, Gardner was really not a Mike Keenan type of player. No. Anderson was dirty, player.
No,
well, Gardner was a scoring.
He was kind
monster.
Of a timid player, and so that's definitely not going to fly with Keenan.
No.
But when you got a goal scorer, you want to hold on to him.
Yeah. No, it made sense. It was just kind of sad. It was literally like if Boston traded, Ray Bourque and then won the cup.
Yeah. Well, it's like when the Kings traded Jack Johnson for Jeff Carter. It's like, Johnson did a lot of legwork on that cup season. It's like, sorry, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that's a shame of a trade. But he's not fifth all time in goals.
No, but I mean,
you know,
and it's ball hockey league. He was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, you got to keep all that.
Did you
money.
Play? Did you play against?
Well, there is a guy on the Red Wings, Mitch Callahan. He's the fourth line, Sean Avery type, who plays in my ball hockey league.
What?
And
Come on, to
see an NHL player play ball hockey is unbelievable.
How are they?
He's so good,
unbelievably good.
But I did take the ball from him once and score.
Way to go, bro!
And he slashed me.
Oh, so. Of course.
Very competitive.
I bet.
I want to run through a couple quick ones because I really want to get to the 100.
Okay.
Just to address some fans from Twitter and.
Okay. And
such. They wanted me to address that. Like, hey, give Nashville some love. Give Nashville some love. And then the Penguins smoked them.
True, but they were unbeaten up till then.
They were unbeaten up till then, and I love Laviolette. Laviolette's a great coach. He was great. He got the island into the playoffs, and he won a cup in Carolina. I love Peter Laviolette, you know. I mean, except when he was a Flyer coach, of course. But he's kind of a poor man's Lindy Ruff.
Kind
of.
Yeah.
With more success.
Yeah, well,
I love Lindy Ruff, though.
Yeah. Do not speak poorly of Lindy Ruff on this podcast.
Oh, no, that's his. Yeah.
I remember when he was on the Rangers, number 44.
Yeah, I mean, Lindy Ruff can take yours and beat you. He can beat you with his. He beat you with yours. Lindy, look up Buffalo now. They got rid of it's a curse of Lindy Ruff. I knew if they got little Lindy Ruff, they'd be nothing. Wait, dude, they set the all-time record. They only got 10 shots the other night.
Wow.
Me and you and Frasch can center a line. We get 10 shots.
Yeah, we get 10 shots.
Are you kidding?
They look pretty bad.
And yeah. I just feel bad because Trottier is now the assistant coach. I mean, and Brian Trottier, one of the all-time greatest players of all time and absolute greatest people of all time. And he has to sit there and watch the say, Tench. I mean, Trottier.
And a great trash talker. Have you seen that YouTube clip with Brian Lawton and him and Kevin Stevens?
It's Brian Bellows.
You're right. Brian Bellows. They're really giving us
Here's how bad Buffalo is. San Jose lost their sellout streak when Buffalo came to town.
Well, yeah, but they'll get it back when Connor McDavid's playing for Buffalo next year. He's like the next Crosby.
What do you think the lowest amount of shots per goal in a period is?
Two. I mean, zero.
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 I'm sure it's happened a few times.
Penguins have had zero before in my lifetime.
Wow.
I think the Kings held the team recently, like maybe the last two seasons, to zero shots.
The Minnesota fans is always on me. Give us some love. Give us some love. You know, hey, Kemper is a solid goaltender, but you can't play the big boys. You come to L.A., you get kicked in the mouth. The Rangers spot you four girls, you get kicked in the mouth. Enough about
They look good last night, though.
Enough about Minnesota.
Yeah.
Edmonton, though. Guys come and say, what's wrong with Edmonton? We say, hey, you know what? They need some leadership. They're going to turn it around. We have faith. You guys got the Nuge. What do they win? They roll off.
Three in a row.
Four in a row.
Four now?
Four in a row.
Wow.
Leading the way by your favorite goaltender.
The professor.
Scribbins.
Yeah, he's playing great, man.
Yeah.
He won three games in a row.
Yeah, okay, because I think it's four.
That's what I was thinking.
Four total.
Man, you can't top the professor when he's on.
But that's a guy who kind of got screwed, not intentionally by the Kings, but he helps them out last year through a rough spot, and then, bam, they trade him to Edmonton.
And his wife hated it because now she's stuck in that mall.
Well, yeah.
Earl, life is not fair.
I know. I've been doing comedy for 15 years. I know.
Cups are cups.
But that professor, man, he's doing
good. Oh, he's really good. And on a horrible defensive team, so he sees a lot of tough shots.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Got the best mask in the game.
Oh, yeah. And he's probably the smartest player in the league. I mean, he really is.
He's got Shakespearean quotes on his mask.
I mean, I remember when Jamie McLennan had, Kiss on his mask. So,
yeah.
Smart dude.
Yeah. All right, let's see what else we got.
Oh, you know what? Just two more, and I'm going to do. We're going to the Bleacher Report one. Paul Maurice, you remember we were laughing about him dropping F bombs,
right?
Now they're back in contention. They won like three or four games in a row.
See, I love it
up in Winnipeg. And
that's
in our fan poor behavior section, Toronto threw another jersey on the ice. Which, if you're going to throw them, just give them to Earl.
Yeah.
He'll sell
make
them
sure
on
they're one. I'll sell them on some offshoot sites.
Yeah, clearance sites.
Now, what do you think about that, throwing the jerseys on the ice, Earl?
Well, those are a lot of money. So, yeah. I mean, I'm Jewish. I
these are rich fans, right?
Well, yeah, Toronto's got upper crust money. But I've been to a game in Winnipeg, and you talk about atmosphere. I've never seen a city embrace a team like Winnipeg. You land in the airport, there's Jets jerseys everywhere. Hotel employees wearing Jets jerseys. I mean, it's...
So they really, the town supports them.
Yeah, but they got to start winning.
Do they have a shot at getting better?
Well, I don't know, even though it's a great hockey atmosphere, if it's so cold up there. It's unbelievably
cold.
So
a lot of people just don't want to go there.
I don't know if players... look at that as a destination spot.
Right.
Which is too bad, because once you're there, I think you go, wow, the city's great, but it is bone-chillingly cold there.
Yeah, yeah.
No one wants to go to Winnipeg.
So a lot of players. And do you think that's an enticement to players who want to come here? I notice all the Kings live in Manhattan Beach.
Well, yeah. I mean, now they're winning. So,
yeah.
You know, the Kings a couple of years ago were the highest bidder for Chara. You know, they had... outbid Boston, but his wife was like, you're not playing in L.A. So
wives have a lot to do with it.
Well, did.
And at first it used to be, look at Phoenix. I mean, at first it was Jerry, L.A. was like Jeremy Roenick's personal golf tour.
Right.
Oh, he was awful here.
He was
great
awful.
Player.
Great player. Oh, yeah.
That's what I mean.
Well, it's he had like to get to his tee time.
Yeah, well, he did when he was here.
He did. He didn't miss it. He missed a lot of practice. Never missed a tee time, JR. Just one last thing, then we get to the hot 100 here. Bad fanship. I mean, no one dislikes Daniel Carcillo more than me. But St. Louis, he was injured. You don't boo and taunt him as he's limping off the ice injured.
No, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know,
St. Louis is beneath you. I expect that in Philly. Don't do that in St. Louis.
Well, I've had that same injury, torn ACL, man. It's the rehab alone will make you cry. And so that injure it again. It's just,
oh yeah,
it's heartbreaking. It's like the guy in the Lakers like breaking his leg.
Heartbreaking, Randall.
So first game in the NBA.
Oh my god,
you break your leg. But that's actually still, a better.
He's still getting. Well, you don't have to play with Kobe now. You don't have to complain.
But that's a better injury to break your leg than to tear a ligament.
Yep. Yeah.
As crazy as it sounds, like Chara will be out longer than this guy with the broken Randall.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The broken leg is less than 4 to 6 weeks or
like three games now.
I mean, Chara's out. Well,
six to eight.
You know, if Randall were a hockey player, he'd play tomorrow night.
Yeah,
he'd
be playing.
Just tape it up. Like, you know,
yeah, more people have won with broken legs.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it was a Jack Youngblood in the Super Bowl played with a broken leg. Thomas Sandstrom.
That's old school, though.
Yeah. Well, the 70s football players.
Here we go.
Yeah.
The bleacher, not to cut anybody off. The bleacher top 100 toughest players. They're doing it the same way we kind of do the goons, like just about hits and doesn't have to be.
So
fighting.
It doesn't have to be just fighting.
And the front page of the report is Domi squaring off with Probert.
Oh, that's one of the great fights ever.
Who won that fight?
Well, it depends.
There's been like 10 of them.
Domi won the first one, and then Probert on the rematch literally hit him 50 unanswered shots. And the most amazing thing was Domi didn't have a scratch on his face. No puffiness.
Wow.
His head was like this wall. You couldn't hurt him.
Wow, Ty Domi.
Domi is literally like the old game where you put the football and hit the head.
Yeah, yeah.
And the toy would kick the ball. That just, I always think of Domi when I see those games. Like Domi's head was like that.
You couldn't hurt him. His head was
a tough dude, man.
Speaking of broken legs, Gregory Campbell was number 100.
I mean,
from the Bruins, who played with the he blocked that shot in the playoffs.
And blocked the second shot after he had broken his leg. I mean, that's tough.
He's tough. Yeah.
Oh, he's tough.
And, he's number 50.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go through all these names because we don't have that much time left, unfortunately.
Sure we do.
We got plenty of time.
We do an hour. We don't do the Joe Rogan 5-hour
experience. Yeah, but at least he did have Paul Stanley on the other day. Okay.
Well, I'm not knocking Rogan. I'm just saying we do an hour. We don't.
I think that's a perfect length of time for a podcast.
By the way, Paul Stanley, a Rangers fan, for those of you.
You know, we did have Brian Slagle from
Metal Blade Records, who
huge metalhead and hockey fanatic,
and has several specialty jerseys for the San Antonio minor league team. They did like a Metal Blade night, and I have one of the jerseys.
Oh, really?
Of the legendary Jewish enforcer David Silverstone.
Silverstone,
great jerseys.
Now, are they going to? You think they'll get an NHL franchise?
Probably not. I think they're seriously considering Vegas.
Yeah, they are. I heard that. Yeah. All right, we got number 50. Stevie, what else?
We're going to number 92. You got Stevie Yzerman.
Oh, yeah. He's a tough guy.
Oh, he played a whole playoff year with a torn ACL.
Which is insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
To do that.
Yeah, that's insane.
Mario's number 90.
Yeah.
Well, he's playing with cancer.
Can't
you got to give him. You got to put him in there.
Wayne Cashman clocking in at 85.
The Trashman.
Yeah, he was.
That's my era.
Yeah. Clark Gillies at 82.
He should be way.
Yeah, it gets crazy. That's why we're starting. It gets crazy. But I mean, the first badass power forward.
I mean,
the original.
That shows you right there that whoever wrote this article doesn't know what they're. He should be top 10.
Semenko 79.
Oh, that's way T should be lower too.
You know,
don't you think?
Yeah, I'd put him in the top 50.
Yeah, he has to be in the top 50. But you know, it's funny because we all summer we were doing these lists, and it's funny you start and then you start getting down to it. And it's like, you know, like the top 12 they picked of all
they're usually pretty right on that.
These are pretty wrong. But
having Gillies at 85 is like when Rolling Stone had Van Halen at 76 in terms of guitar players. It's like,
well, no, come on.
Even if you don't like the band.
They didn't have any Van Halen.
Absolutely they did. They had him as the 76 best guitar player of all time.
That's horrible.
I can't even...
No.
I thought he's top five. Number three.
And they had Kurt Cobain number 20. It's like, dude, he couldn't play Eruption, let alone other. So
yeah, good point.
Clark Gillies at 85.
Barclay Plager.
He was a tough guy.
Yeah, he's at 75. I mean, that guy.
He was a maniac.
He was nuts, man.
Yeah. I wouldn't tell him he's 75. Yeah. No. Even if he's dead. I don't know if he's alive or dead.
I'd tell him he was five.
If he's dead, he could still beat you up.
Yeah.
Cross off the seven.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just think that's insane.
A hand would come out of the grave with a...
Yeah, with a knife, knowing him.
With his sharpened stick.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, if it sounds disjointed fans, I'm sorry. It's on a slideshow, which is impossible. So I couldn't even print these up for the guys to look over. So I'm just going on the slideshow.
I like how you're doing. Just random number. Yeah. And
Adam Foote is at 70. Let me tell you something. Adam Foote would be scared if Semenko looked at him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's my point. Semenko's way too high.
Yeah. Hey, our old buddy from last week, Darian Hatcher, at 68, the guy who broke Sid's face the first time and why he hates Philly.
Not one guy you've mentioned should be ahead of Gillies.
No, you're right.
Rob Blake, 66.
Rob Blake.
But this guy must have been a boy band fan or something.
Yeah, right? But Rob Blake's a great player.
You're dissing Mr. Blake?
I love him as a player, as a tough,
Yeah. Well, we know, Rob Blake probably threw more big checks, though.
He's a great hitter.
Not than Clark Gillies, but than some of these guys.
But Blake was a great checker.
Yeah. I mean, Clark.
He wouldn't think of him as a tough guy, really.
Gillies, Trottier, and Bossy, that's like the greatest line of all time.
It had something of everything.
Something for everybody. Dave Brown, 65.
I mean, it's tough because he was a great fighter, very tough. I mean, this guy seems to be just picking random guys.
I know. Jeff Boogaboom is 64.
He's pretty tough, dude.
He's pretty tough. I'd rather have, Dave Brown was the old Philly enforcer, and he used to beat Jay Caulfield
Jay Caulfield was awful. But
Jay Caulfield was an amazing color analyst.
Great analyst, but horrible hockey fighter. But the great thing about Dave Brown, this is back in the day when the NHL, they didn't really care what you did with your jerseys. He would custom make his right hand so the jersey was so super tight you couldn't grab it.
Like
there was nothing so that's why if you notice in his fights, he'd always land these huge bomb right hands because you couldn't
grab
it. It was like skin. There was nothing there. Yeah,
nothing to grab.
Wendell Clark, 56. Love Wendell Clark.
Very tough guy.
He's pretty awesome.
Great player, too.
One guy who I hope is not on here, but I'll just mention because I think Earl get a kick out of it, and I've mentioned him on the show before. The guy who should be on here is Jeff Odgers.
Oh, yeah.
Because that guy took a beating. I mean, he took a beating. You know, like on the side of the highway where you see, like, the pylons that just have black scrapes across them for everyone hitting them. That's like Odger's face in the mid-90s.
He was like the hockey version of Tex Cobb.
Well, he was...
my old buddy?
I loved him.
Like when the Sharks first came out, he used to bounce with Dom Herrera.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but Don Herrera was a bouncer in New York. Tex Cobb was his...
Oh, I thought we were talking about Jeff Odgers. I was like, wait, Jeff
Tex
Odgers?
Tex Cobb on skates. That would be scary.
He was a good actor, though, Tex Cobb.
He was, man. Uncommon Valor.
That's one of my favorite
Raising
war movies.
Arizona.
Very fun. A couple episodes of Miami Vice.
I used to hang out with him. He's a nut. He's awesome.
I think Joe Goosen may have trained him.
Yeah, that's where I met him, through Joe Goosen.
Here's one from the file for Mr. Frazier. 55, the Grim Reaper.
Man, I love him.
Yeah. He's a tough guy, for sure.
Yeah, how is he 55? I mean,
he should be definitely down the list.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the greatest player. This guy seems to be picking semi-good players.
Well, this is a good one. This is a guy who I really like. I hate competing against him, but I think he's great. Is 54, Chris Neal.
Yeah, he's a pretty good tough guy.
He's the new era. He fights the heavyweights, but he, more than the other guys in this era, he'll step up and fight a heavyweight, but he can still play. And he can score the big goal, and he takes on everybody. I wrote a column a couple years back, the five guys that I hate, but I love on my team.
Oh,
he,
sure.
He was number, like Hartnell.
Well, he's got that permanent diarrhea look on his face. Like he's got to really go to the bathroom. And
he's angry.
That's an angry look.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know who? You know who's not on this list is here's a disgrace of all disgraces. Number 46, the Hammer.
Oh, come on. 46. Oh, this guy's nuts.
You know, that's a tough one because, you know, once Gillies destroyed him, he was never the same. And, you know, he was more of a bully than a tough guy. But, you know.
He's still higher than 46.
I don't know. 46,
don't you think?
He's why the Flyers have the two cups they have.
Yeah, but he's also why the Islanders you started winning, because when Gillies destroyed him, it killed the Flyers.
Right.
It was just like devastating.
Is that why I love Gillies so much? Well, of course, then he became a Penguin, Schultz. Yeah.
And then a King. Also a King for a brief period.
The Hammer.
Wow, that's right.
But I mean,
I just think he should, in general, because of who he is, be a little further up the list.
He is one ahead of Mayday. Brad May checks in at 46.
Well, I thought you were going to say Alan May, great Capitals enforcer.
This guy wins the Jeff Odger Punching Bag Award. Kelly Bookberger.
Yeah, he was I don't know if I would say he's the top 50 guy, but
no, he's not. He was the Penguin captain in the post. For 1 year in the post-Yager, pre-Sidney Crosby era, when we won like five games, I don't think he can be in the top 100. There's no way he should be number 45.
I would say he's top 200.
Maybe.
A lot of guys.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like he's kind of
tough guy. Good career.
A great career. Joey Koser, another old Red Wing there. 44.
Koser. Yeah, he was pretty tough.
Here's a guy I like, Basil McRae.
Oh, yeah.
At 43.
Man. Just on the name alone.
Well, the great thing about Basil, speaking of jerseys, is what he would do is he would have Velcro sleeves. So when the player would go to rip his sleeve off, or, you know, grab onto it, the sleeve would rip off. And they'd have nothing.
These guys are genius with their
back then, it was pretty funny uniform, what certain players would do.
This is great. We're going to go over this week by a few. We have our goon expert. We got to keep
Well, there's
going.
So many guys. Yeah. I mean,
but that's a great tidbit about the Velcro.
Yeah, that's what I mean. How can we're not stopping for them? Yeah. 42, Shane Corson.
Yeah.
41, a real tough guy, Kent Danico. Not a fighter per se, but
very tough guy.
Nails, just nails. 41, Mr. Danico. Who's this? Oh, this is one of my classics. 40, Gino Ogic.
Who's very sick right now.
Dying. Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Well, then pray for Gino Ogic. I mean, classic goon.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say Gino Ogic, captain, I just see him with his shirt off hitting people. Like he's on an episode of Cops. He fought more people with his shirt and shoulder pads off than anyone in the history of the league.
He needed the room.
Well, what I love about him was this first year with the Canucks, he still lived on a teepee.
I'm being serious. That. Really?
So they could never get a hold of him. Like, there was no phone.
They just sent a smoke signal, didn't they?
That was three games ago.
So, but I hope he gets better, man.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, please. If you know Mr. Ogic, tell him we love him at Puck.
Yeah.
Matthew Barnaby, Melon B, Gary Roberts. What would Gary Roberts? He's like Chuck Norris. He's a hero in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Tough guy.
And the greatest is when he knocked not Carcillo, the guy that went to
I know who you're talking about.
I told the story a few times, but because the guy sucker punched LaRock.
Right.
And he's playing for
No, he did beat. It was like, wow, old man Roberts still has it.
It was Ben Eager.
Right.
Pull that one out.
Ben Eager waited till LaRock was on the ground, and he came up and sucker punched LaRock. And Gary Roberts is like, "What are you doing, punk?" And he beat the piss out of him. It's the greatest ever because I hung out with Gary Roberts one time. He called because then Eager, the Flyers were so disgusted with him, they traded him to Chicago, and he won a ring that year. Roberts called his agent and said, "Tell Eager to give me his ring."
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, but Gary. Gary Robert, I mean, what would Gary
he's
do?
He's a tough guy,
He's an animal. I love Gary. Oh, there's another guy. I don't know. Some of these guys I'm skipping over, too, they're like from the 30s. Brashear, your buddy, number 35.
I mean, he not a lot of people like him because of his fighting style, but it's like, you know, it's the argument of, do these guys fight to entertain us or to win the fights? Yeah. And he had a good style that won him a lot of fights.
Yeah. Dave Manson, 34.
Tough guy. Yeah, tough dude.
Pat Verbeek is 33, which I think is a disgrace. Pat Verbeek, to me, is the poster child of the James Neal, like, slash you in the back of the skate when you're not looking. You know, that rat. James Neal's not a rat, but I mean, like, that whole kind of BS kind of.
Sure.
No, Pat Verbeek, he would never be. Rick Tockett, 32.
Very tough guy.
Oh, I loved him, man. Very Joe tough. Shake. Very tough.
Knuckles Nyland, 31. That's a little low for Mr. Nyland.
I mean, he really wasn't a great fighter, but he fought a lot. You know, tough guy, but.
He fought a lot for the Canadians.
And the Rangers for a bit. And the Bruins for a little bit.
Tim Hunter, Berube, I guess he's just in here for stupid penalties. Craig Berube was always good for a stupid penalty. Wherever he cost the Flyers a playoff series one time. It was great. I remember everybody was like, oh my God, I'm so happy we got Berube. I go, he'll take a dumb penalty in a big game for you. Sure enough, they're up a goal. What's Berube do? 7 minutes left. Took a dumb penalty.
Oh, see.
I do have a great quick Tim Hunter story. I'm at the West Side Pavilion, which is a big shopping mall.
Right.
I'm at the surf shop on the third floor, and this stoner Spicoli kid is behind the counter. I'm buying my t-shirt or whatever, and Tim Hunter walks in, and the kid behind the counter, can we swear on the show or no? Is there no?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah,
just I won't say. The kid looks at Tim Hunter and goes, what's up with your effing nose, man?
Wow, dude.
You don't know who this is, kid.
He actually said that?
Because his nose is, you know.
Oh, his nose is bigger than mine.
Pretty legendary.
Yeah.
Wow. So, what'd Tim say?
He kind of laughed it off, and I'm hey, man, I'm a big fan. I covered for the kid.
you were Kerry Collins in that interview.
Yeah, I was like, let's, hey, big fan, Mr. Hunter.
You handle it.
Linesman jumping in, Earl Skaggle. number 27, who, it's ridiculous, the great Bob Probert.
Oh, 27?
He should be at the worst top three.
Come on.
Probably one, but I can probably see people saying, well, maybe this guy was tough or whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't see Battleship Bob Kelly yet.
27.
And Battleship Bob Kelly was the Penguins. No one even fought him for like 10 years. That's the guy that Doc Emmerich always references. Like, oh, Battleship Bob, if he was here.
Well, if he's got Probert at 27, I this list is sucks.
I know it's something to talk about.
I know.
and this is Bleacher Report. Other times we've done lists and people call me out like, where'd you find that rag at? This is a legitimate.
They're legit,
whatever.
Sure.
McSorley 26. Love
yeah,
McSorley. I mean, I would put McSorley in my top 10.
I would too.
I would put McSorley.
You know, when the Kings made the trade for Gretzky, a lot of people don't know this, but the Kings were like, we have to have McSorley. Or
that was part of the deal, right? Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Now they're all going
shadow.
One at a time now. Oh, Glenn Hall, 25, a goaltender.
He's the last guy to play without a mask.
Yeah, when you play without a mask, you get automatic inclusion.
You got to be up there. Yeah, I put him
right
up there.
Our captain did right there.
Last guy without a mask. You got to put him
that's
in.
That's crazy.
Larry Robinson, number 24.
I agree with that. He didn't have to fight because no one would fight him.
Well, and he personally went through the Broad Street Bullies and knocked them all down, too. Like
one of the greatest
players.
They
didn't want any part of the stork. Bobby Hall, 23.
No. And I'll tell you why. He was stronger than anybody. He was a super strong guy, but he wasn't really a tough guy. He was a scorer.
Well, this guy seems confused on the list.
This is written by Lyle Richardson. Lyle Richardson's a big-time hockey writer.
Well,
he's not like a guy that I don't respect his opinion, though.
Well, the Golden Jet is a tremendously strong person.
Bobby Clark, 22.
Come on.
No. How can Schultze be in the, how can Schultze, Schultze fought all Clark's fights.
I don't know.
No, this is wrong.
And a lot of those Flyer guys from the 70s era, you know, once they went to other teams, they all of a sudden weren't quite as tough. You know, they were tough as a pack.
Yeah, right? When you had your backup.
Individually, I don't know.
And Bobby Clark was a tough guy, but a chippy guy. But
can you imagine, like, he was chippy and dirty because he had six guys going to
fight. Are you going to put him ahead of Probert as a tough guy?
That's
No, I agree with I agree with you guys. I'm just, don't kill them at Tim Horton. Great donuts. Clocks in number 20. Jerome McGinley, 19.
I mean, there's no way he should be ahead of Probert.
Ron Hextall, 18.
He's kind of a wacky guy.
Well, you know, John Ferguson's number 17. Fergie was a tough guy.
Oh, he's a very tough guy.
He's a tough guy. Yeah, that's a good one. I think it's one of those things where, like, you know, like when they had Dr. Not to get too off subject, but like when ESPN had Dr. J at 46 on the greatest athletes of all time, and like Secretariat was number 45 or whatever. It's like, yeah, you can throw the whole thing away there.
Yeah, come on.
But the whole thing is stupid that Probert's not one,
well,
two,
yeah,
or three.
That's what I said.
But I'd like to still talk about it.
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's fun to talk about, you know, no matter what.
Yeah.
But I think Secretariat had a bigger dick than Dr. J.
Hey, well, that's something
we're
can't
not sure
say.
About that.
Yeah. Got him dead at one spot.
You know. Cam Neely, 16.
He's a tough guy.
Yeah, but he kind of, you know, he kind of like let the knee kind of get to him.
Thanks to Ulf Samuelson.
Rocket Richard, 15.
Well, I mean,
tough again, guy for that era.
But he's also a great player, but not necessarily a tough guy.
Well,
he was tough, but.
Well, he, you know,
what, he ain't no what, pro bear.
But what I've learned from that era, though, was like he was like, Richard was one of those guys, like, he fought a couple times and people were like, they don't want a piece
of
him.
We don't want to mess with this
guy. That was the whole thing with the Riot, was the guy that cross checked in the face. I couldn't believe he messed with Rocket. You know, like people didn't mess with Rocket.
Well,
he created his own space.
Well, it's like when Gillies broke Ed Hospodar's jaw with one punch. And after that, he didn't have to fight.
Yeah.
So I think it's a similar thing with Richard, where it's like, oh, maybe we should leave this guy alone.
And an awesome player.
Oh, yeah.
The Rocket, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's the Zdeněk Chara, 14. I completely agree with that.
He's almost in that Gillies mode of, leave him alone.
You know what, though? But he handled The Rock. He didn't knock him out, but he handled him, you know.
And Brashear.
He handled Brashear.
When
you know?
He was the top guy. And,
yeah.
Well, he's also, his dad was a pro wrestler. And I don't mean like Rick Rude. I mean like legitimate. You know? So he's got a great base. Yeah. And that's no joke, a Yugoslavian pro wrestler. No.
Yeah, those guys are badass.
Well, he just did a training camp this year. He did 33 pull-ups.
Yeah, which is a lot.
Then he put someone
lot. It's like, dude, I'll try 12 times. I'm not going to get 33 pull-ups.
And they're like legit pull-ups. Like,
yeah, those are real.
Not halfsies.
And look how far he's got to pull.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got like, you know, rubber man arms.
Yeah. I know. And he's 270.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's quite impressive.
Yeah.
Chris Pronger, 13.
He was dirty.
Hey, I saw Pronger take a puck to the heart and come back and play.
It's a tough guy.
Yeah, I mean, like, he did. He took a puck to the heart. He went in for a test and came back out.
Wow.
I mean, I think this guy.
How about Beverly?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, having a heart attack.
I mean, that guy wanted to go back in.
Yeah.
Yeah, Beverly's for the great Lindy Ruff.
Yeah.
You, when you look Lindy Ruff in the eye,
you want to play for
you
Lindy.
Just say, let me over the boards.
Yeah, you want to play for him.
We'll do great. Messier, 12.
Yeah, it's
the mess.
He was dirty, too.
Yeah, his later years, he was like a dirty old man.
And hard nose.
But even in his early years, like, I think he took like six teeth out of one of the Sutter brothers' jaw, or, you know, and the teeth were on the stick. Like, and he waved it in front of him. Like,
oh,
wow.
That's a great picture of mess. he's swinging a Kasparaitis, actually. And I love Kasper. How is the ghost not on this list?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, where's the ghost?
Chelios, 11. Chelly would be in my top 10. He really would be.
He probably could still play.
Yeah.
He probably could.
He played that one playoff series against the Red Wings when he scored like those two overtime goals. They lost to the great Red Wings team. He played with two torn ACLs, one on each leg.
Well, the guy is tougher than nails, but still, I hate to keep going back to Probert, but he's a Red Wing and he's not nearly as tough as Probert.
But incredible condition, Chelios. At 47,
he
was number one in every fitness test.
Yeah.
Shanny, number 10.
Oh, you gotta love Shanny.
I don't know if I'd put him in number 10.
I don't know either.
He's not. I love Brendan Shanny. He's not number 10.
My favorite.
He's not. I love Shanny. Yeah. I mean, Shanny's like, he's the lineage of Gillies.
Right.
Like, Tockett, Kevin Stevens, Shanny, and now Luch.
I must
power
say,
forward.
Yeah, Luch.
My favorite Shanahan moment is one game at the Garden. Brashear, when he was with Washington, was running Jágr the whole game.
Yeah.
And finally, Shanahan had enough, and they fought at center ice. And he held his own. He's probably the number one guy at the time. And then they broke up the fight, and Brashear sucker punched Aaron Ward. Oh, come on. Shanny is a tough guy.
I mean, but that's why you love Shanny. It's like, I don't care how big and young you are, you're not running Yager.
Yeah, he fought a guy and did well.
Look, here's a great picture. Folks, it's on Bleacher Report. Shanny, number 9, Ty Domi. How does Domi get 47 spots ahead of his contemporaries? I don't know.
He was great,
though. Dale Hunter, number 8. Hunter was tough, but to me, he's always the guy that suckered Pierre Turgeon. And I'll never get past that. People say, like, oh, people, you gotta get past this or that in your life or whatever. If you think past that when people do stuff, I'll never get past that. That was such BS.
But I'll say Hunter was a tough guy in probably the toughest era. Like, he backed it up. Like, and he didn't have, a lot of support in Quebec on some of those teams.
No.
He would at least fight.
Yeah. Dave Tiger Williams, number 7, all time. I think still penalty.
Yeah, no one will catch his. Right.
Scott Stevens, number 6.
I agree with that.
I agree with that.
I always liked him.
I mean, even when he put Captain Ron in the next year, I still love Stevens.
I've never seen a better checker.
And Korea and clean checks.
Lindros.
The list of bodies.
And back in the day,
he was a clean hitter.
And back in the day, he backed it up in St. Louis. He used to fight.
Yeah.
They just told him, hey, you can't be in the box for 5 minutes. And no one wanted to fight him after he won a bunch anyway. But still, he wasn't one of these guys, like the Brooks Orr pick. We'll hit you, then I'm going to run around scared.
But he could put you in orbit with a
chair. Oh, he did. And Lindros, he pretty much
ended
knocked
his
Lindros out of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Ted Lindsay, number 5. Terrible Ted.
Terrible
Lindsay.
Ted.
Your era, the captain's era.
Saw him play live a couple times. That's how old I am. And he was a fierce little dude. He was a Ty Domi of his era.
Yeah, no, very tough guy.
Terrible Ted, wearing the C. Terry Sawchuk.
Well, there's
4.
Another no mask dude.
Lyle Richardson must have grown up in Detroit.
And, Well, remember, there was his mysterious death where he got into a wrestling match with one of his teammates coming home from a party, and or they were at a bar and they got into a fight, like a street fight, and the next day he's dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pro wrestling.
Google
death.
It.
Yeah, the captain dropping knowledge. Now, so do you think he got hit in the head and just had the brain?
No, I don't know what happened there. There's no real answer to that.
We got to do homework now.
Try Googling. It's still mysterious.
I think Frazier killed him.
I got to go, guys.
Hey, Frazier's going to come to camp on a tryout basis for the goaltending job.
That's it, man. I could
like George Plimpton.
We had to get rid of the opposition there.
Another Eddie Shore.
Well, Eddie Shore's pretty tough.
Yeah.
He was nutty.
He looks like he's like an extra from the Untouchables.
Right.
He was the Jimmy Pearsall of hockey.
Right.
Just kind of a little bit, they always thought he was a little bit unbalanced.
He probably was back then.
Probably.
I mean, they didn't have mental health support back then.
They actually
then.
Had to get him out of jail for a game.
Bobby Orr is number 2.
What? No.
No. I don't know.
One of the greatest players ever. But
Number two
in the tough guy list.
A tough guy, but...
No, that's not right.
This guy's list seems very haphazard.
Yeah, I don't get that.
He said he was a great fighter when he had to.
So I don't recall one Bobby Orr fight.
Do you have Bobby Orr's jersey? I guess that
there's way too much money.
that should be how we rank him.
But
here, how many of their jerseys does Earl have?
I will say this: he's the best skater I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, can you imagine him with modern equipment?
Like, oh my God,
it's be insane.
You couldn't catch
and like a modern centerman.
Yeah.
Oh,
but just like a modern set of skates, give Bobby Orr like the
skates. What? I shouldn't even say that because
nobody could skate.
Espo was such
him.
A great center. I shouldn't even.
Oh, I love Espo.
Espo's how awesome. Does Espo not make this list?
Espo was tough.
Yeah.
Espo, well, there's a million
and
guys.
Big.
He took a beating when you had to take. I mean, Dino Cicerelli. That guy took a beating. Yeah.
I don't know. Barry Beck really should be on the list. He was very much in the Gillies mode of don't mess with him.
Barry Beck. Does Barry Beck know you're like his number one fan?
But it's true, though. He was the toughest guy in the mid-80s in hockey, but no one fought him. Him and Gillies, it was like...
Hands off, yeah.
Well, you'll get killed.
Yeah. Okay, now number 1. And I love how it's this. I love how we're going to end on this. Mr. Hockey.
Gordie Howe.
I mean, I can't argue with that one.
No, he's Gordie Howe. He played when he was like 60.
But here's the thing: if Bob Probert fights Gordie Howe, I think Gordie Howe gets killed. Right. So it's like, it's tough. It's different eras.
It's era to era. You're right. There's a different era. But Howe was pretty tough. And they said he was one of the strongest men ever to play any sport.
Yeah, there's a reason why the Gordie Howe hat trick is the Gordie Howe hat
trick. But I love that there's a story where he was playing in his later years, and somebody took a run at him, like a 20-year-old kid took a run at him. And then later, a couple shifts later, they're down in the other corner, and all of a sudden the kid said a stick was like a half an inch from his face. And Gordie goes, "Check out, Junior." And the kid got so scared he hit the deck and smashed into the board.
Because
he could carve you up with a stick.
That's great. The great Gordie Howe, number one. We wish him all the best.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Skakel, for coming. The king of the goons. Please, it's Earl Skakel, Skakel. Yeah. He has every jersey.
Get a jersey.
I'm telling you. And he has a great podcast, too.
Yeah, Inappropriate Earl.
Inappropriate Earl.
Love that.
He is all, if you, especially if you like 80s hair metal.
Yeah, you know, I talk a little sports like you guys, as in-depth, and then try and get, like, you know, some of these 80s heroes of mine, and it's tough to get them to come to my house.
He's a metal guy.
He's the best. We love having
and
you.
And a great
Come every week. We love Earl.
He's a great comic, too.
He's a great
comic. I can't disagree with that.
He's a great comic. Me, Joe Bartnick, will be at the New York Comedy Fest next Sunday at the Stand, the all-in tour, me and Verzi, special guests, I think Ari Shaffir and Jim Florentine.
What a show.
Then the week after that, I am at Caroline's with Steve Renazzisi, the captain.
I'm on the mothership, KLOS 95.5, 10 to 2. Sunday night is my new time slot.
Yeah,
so
great show.
Check that out.
Kicking
thank you, buddy.
Ass on the mothership.
Thanks, guys. You were on the other night, did a great job.
Thank you. It's the best. We were just talking about it the other night, like five of us, like, that shows you're driving down the highway, you're laughing. Frasier's killing it.
Wow.
KLOS. And if you have a website, you want a website, don't spend anything more than $1.49.
A buck 49.
You can't even get a candy bar for that. And use the code word PUCK at GoDaddy.
Yeah, buddy.
We love you. We love the fans. Thank you so much for listening to Puck Off. We love you guys.
Puck Off fans, we love you.
Puck Off, man.
That's right. We're out.